with you always until the end of the age. You know, our relationships with one another, they grow and deepen or distance multiple ways. It can be through a series of small events over a long period of time where our friendship can grow and deepen or distance. Or it can be particularly poignant events that culminate in a deepening, radical deepening of our relationship or even radical rupture of our friendship. One of those such instances of radical deepening event happened for me with my father. I remember, I mean, I never doubted that my father loved me. I mean, it wasn't like there was a doubt there. But there was one particular occasion where it just became super clear, and it was a set of occasions. The scenario was that I was 16 years old, and I had just had a rugby injury. I had actually fractured my back, but the doctors thought it was just a pulled muscle. Thanks very much. So it wouldn't be until 10 years later that we'd actually diagnose what really was the problem. So it was the beginning of 10 years of excruciating pain until they found out. But this first 10 days, I was ordered to stay in bed. The exact opposite of what you would be told today. It's the wrong thing to do for your back. But there I was in my bed 24 hours a day for 12 days in a row. I remember it because at the end of every day, my father would come in from work and he would spend a complete hour with me just talking. Not necessarily about my pain, which I didn't really want to talk about anyway, but just about life. He shared stories about his childhood and things that happened when he was a young man. It was extraordinary. Now, you have to bear in mind, why was it so extraordinary? Well, I'm one of 12 children, so to get an hour of your father's time for any reason was a big deal. And the fact that it was for a positive reason was even bigger deal, right? So having this each day, you know, I, of course, tried to extend it each day to be a little longer. It was simply extraordinary. I learned more stories in those days than even all of my brothers had never heard half the stories. And some of them would even question if they were real, because nobody else had heard them. Once a story that I'd heard only my mother repeated later was that his mother had a ticket to the Titanic to not take it so that he could marry my grandfather. Didn't know it until that moment. Extraordinary moments like that you hear. Anyway, it was after that I had a completely different relationship with my father. I mean, it was the same, but different. It was deeper. I had a deeper respect. I listened to him. I argued less. I didn't say argue. Didn't argue. I just argued less, right? And I listened more. It was really one of those moments which changed the trajectory of our relationship, all because of the presence of a time of vulnerability and brokenness. I suspect that we could all name at times in some of our most important relationships, whether it's with your spouse, or whether it's with your child, or whether it's with your parent or some friend, that there was moments became defining for you, that it changed the relationship in so many ways, deepened the relationship in profound ways. Learning to name that and claim that is really important. And that's what this feast day today is about. It's the feast day of the Trinity. Now, most people think that, and we get caught up in a wrong way, unfortunately, I think this is about the doctrine of the Trinity. Well, yeah, but it's not really about the doctrine. It's really about the relationship of what God is to us. And the explanation of this triune God as Father who loves His Son, and the love that they share is the Holy Spirit, is that Spirit that flows back and forth. And that because we are adopted children of God, that because God calls us His children, and that Christ came to give us that message, that we share in that triune reality of relationship, that we are His children, and that we share in that love of His Holy Spirit, and that somehow we have to internalize that message. Now, the question is, what does that look like for our relationship with God? I remember several years ago, and some of you might remember this, I was suffering from a headache that I had for 2 years and 2 months and 3 days, not that I was counting, but it was this terrible, severe headache that I could not, no medication could get rid of it, could only dull it. It was debilitating, and I remember several times throughout this period, I became very, very, very depressed, and I became a very dark place. And I argued with God and said, I don't get you, God. I don't get you. Like I gave up everything to go and to serve your church, and you give me this. You don't make any sense. You don't have, the reason you don't have any friends is because you treat the ones you have like this. And I was ticked at God. And so in the middle of this, there was this very clear sense of this passage today. I am with you always until the end of the age. And there was a calmness that came over me. It didn't change my headache. In fact, my headache stayed on for some months more. But it changed everything. I suddenly realized that God wasn't some sort of magical hero in the sky that did what I wanted or didn't do what I didn't want. But was a relationship as God, my Father, who loved me and was with me no matter what. Whether I was in pain or whether I was on top of the mountain in joy. That God was always with me. That changed my relationship for me. That I suddenly realized, and again, it wasn't so sudden insofar as wasn't true before that moment, but I realized that I was loved. That I was loved by God, and nothing that was ever going to happen was ever going to change that. There was no stupid thing that I could do that could ever get rid of that love, or no incredible thing that could impress that love anymore. And it became super clear in that moment. Now, I'm not sure what it would take for all of us to experience that. You know, one of my hopes and my dreams is that as people, we don't have to experience deep traumas in our life to have this deepening of our relationship with God. That we don't have to lose something to realize how much we've had. But unfortunately, my experience as a priest is that unfortunately, that seems to be one of the most primary ways that we deepen our relationship with God or distance it. Is true trauma and pain. Now look, here at Holy Spirit, we've tried to introduce new areas, new ways to do it. We put on pilgrimages. We put on mission trips where we go locally, nationally, and internationally. We have retreats and we deepen our prayer lives. It's all in the effort to deepen our relationship without having to have a trauma. I mean, that's the purpose of all those events. But it's all with singular purpose is to have us all experience that moment where we know we are loved by God. The powerful message of today, this Trinity, is that you and I are loved just as we are. And until the end of ages, God is going to be with us. And nothing will change that. Now, if we could just find a way to internalize that message, it changes everything. Everything. Because everything gets reset by that reality. Now, that reality that I am loved. that I am loved just the way I am. With all the weirdness and all the stuff I have to deal with, God loves me. That is the relationship which we celebrate today in the Most Holy Trinity. Yes, it's a doctrine, but at the core of this doctrine is fundamentally is God is our Father and that we are His children. And the love that we share, which is very real, that love we share is the Holy Spirit. And that's what Paul's letter says today, is this Holy Spirit. Do not allow yourself to be fooled. Allow this Holy Spirit to drive, this love to drive your relationship with God and to respond as children of God. For that is what we are, he says. So today, let us celebrate. Let us not wait for a trauma to happen to us. Let us celebrate the gift of love that God has for us. Us, me, you, every one of us. And to celebrate that and say, God, my Father, I love you.